Thank you very much, Jeff, and everyone for welcoming me. I'm privileged and honored to be your mayor and to be here to speak to you today. I can't believe a year has passed since I stood before you, and it has been a hell of a year. That's why I'm excited to deliver the mayor's annual State of the City address. First, on behalf of the council, let me thank each and every one of you for locating your business in Kirkland. We know you have choices, and we'll never take it for granted that you chose us. The foundation of our community rests on three pillars: engaged neighborhoods, decisive, responsive government, and flourishing businesses. Business revenues reduce general taxes and help the city invest in public safety, streets, and parks. The jobs you create and the goods and services you provide allow our residents to work, live, and play right here. This council is committed to keeping your businesses happy, healthy, and prosperous. Sir Walter Scott famously said, "Look back and smile of perils past." To me, this means that remembering the hardships of yesterday helps us celebrate the blessings of today and the triumphs of tomorrow. Last year, we looked back at Kirkland's escape from the perils of the Great Recession. Today, I want to look back at 2014 and smile instead of performances past. In 2014, you will remember that I told you that the state of the city was poised. Poised to be a regional force to be reckoned with, to boldly tackle the big issues and the big ideas with renewed economic strength, poised to seize the opportunities before us. The opportunities I highlighted were ambitious and bold, and I'm proud to say that the city has performed. One of our most important tasks was crafting a fiscally disciplined budget. A conservative budget invests in infrastructure, saves for the future, and pays for ongoing expense out of dependable revenue. A surging economy with almost 1,200 residential units and over 430,000 square feet of commercial and office projects in the pipeline made that task easier. In December, the council unanimously adopted a balanced budget for 2015-16 based on our community's stated priorities that fully funds services while preparing for the expiration of the annexation sales tax credit. Unlike some of our neighboring cities, we accomplished this without raising B&O tax. Oh, Issaquah. Or head taxes. Oh, Redmond. Or utility taxes. And nobody's really sure what Bellevue's doing with property taxes. And for the third consecutive biennium, we're making significant contributions to our reserves. We added $5.3 million to rainy day and contingency accounts, and another $1.65 million to our savings accounts for infrastructure. This past December, Standard & Poor's affirmed Kirkland's AAA credit rating. I'd like to share some of their reports about us. We consider the city's financial practices extremely strong. In our opinion, Kirkland's budgetary flexibility is very strong. Kirkland has very strong liquidity, and our debt and contingency profile is very strong. Finally, we view Kirkland's management conditions as very strong, and we consider Kirkland's economy very strong. And so, my colleagues, my friends, it shouldn't surprise you when I tell you that the state of the city is strong. But keep... Keeping Kirkland strong requires more than financial stewardship. It requires leadership. The council took critical actions in 2014 to protect and enhance our quality of life. Every council member played a prominent role on the regional stage on behalf of Kirkland. Deputy Mayor Penny Sweet is passionate about her work on regional quality and emergency preparedness and attacks it with gusto. Councilmember Doreen Marchione is the conscience of the committee to end homelessness, inspiring them, requiring them to work harder and achieve more, while reminding them that the East Side is the leader in providing housing for families in need. Councilmember Dave Asher, as chair of our legislative committee, and through his tireless work throughout this county and in Olympia, has been the strongest advocate for transportation and transit to serve Kirkland and the region. Councilmember Toby Nixon is our educated and valued voice on regional law, safety, and justice, and he is the authority on open and transparent government in the state of Washington. Councilmember Shelley Kloba has been a champion for women and children through her work against domestic violence and for human services. Councilmember Jay Arnold works to protect people and property from flooding, to improve rivers and streams on the Water Resource Inventory Council, and serves as Kirkland's representative for our portion of the rail corridor on the East Side Rail Corridor Committee. This is just a peek into their activities. There's so much more, and I honor all of their work. It's not only your council that's on the road. Our city manager and his team have brought Kirkland to the forefront of critical initiatives such as affordable housing and emergency services. Mr. Triplett's work developing the next generation of the 911 system is but one example of how more and more Kirkland's is the voice that is heard. Kirkland's is the opinion that is sought. Our City Hall team are in leadership and in public service around the state. Together, your council member and your government are a formidable, respected, and effective voice in the region that ensures that Kirkland is always at the table when decisions are made and when funds are allocated. Just off the speech, can everybody who works for the City of Kirkland take stand, please, for a moment? Thank you. I was going to say something about how they went to OSO, but I knew I would start crying, but they weren't there. Back home, as always, our top priority is the safety of our community. In 2014, we completed and opened the Kirkland Justice Center and accomplished key elements of our fire strategic plan, including initiating a new North End fire station to reduce response times. We've invested in firefighters, in police, and in the state-of-the-art equipment that they need to be effective. We must keep our people safe, but we must also serve them well. To that end, the council funded a customer service initiative that used lean management principles to recommend renovations to City Hall to better serve with more modern, effective and flexible space, and a new customer service coordinator to provide concierge-like service as you enter our doors. And in related efforts, we made real progress in simplifying our zoning code and completing our development services plan. We've set aside over $1 million in development fees to create a new one-stop shop permit center to better serve our customers. We energized our neighborhoods. We've asked our neighborhood associations to lead the charge in selecting local safety projects, to get input for the 2035 comprehensive plan, to certify our residents in emergency preparedness through the CERT program, and to reach our citizens for their input into policies under consideration about all kinds of subjects. Our residents have developed an elegant vision for our community. Kirkland will be green, livable, walkable, connected, and sustainable. As a down payment on that vision, we adopted the Walkable Kirkland Initiative, which more than doubles the amount of money that will be invested in traffic calming, sidewalks, crosswalks, flashing beacons, and pedestrian safety. We're excited about connecting our neighborhoods with the Cross Kirkland Corridor as we approved its master plan and complete the interim trail this month. We increased our contributions to human services and to affordable housing efforts, keeping our community a responsible, compassionate place that we can be proud of and where our children will want to raise their families. Once again, we partnered with our employees to keep the cost of government sustainable by creating the Healthy Kirkland Initiative. This trailblazing, consumer-driven program is an innovative public-private partnership that puts us on the leading edge of healthcare reform. It combines an educated and empowered workforce with a high deductible plan and a medical clinic. Our plan will not only keep our employees and their families healthy while slowing the rise of benefit costs, it will become the model that other communities look to address this looming challenge. That's leadership. Perhaps most thrilling of all, we finally saw progress on the redevelopments of Park Place and the Totem Lake Mall. Since last fall, the new Park Place Partnership of Prudential and Talon have been meeting with our staff, neighborhoods, and business groups to share their exciting vision for a retail, office, and residential project that is less dense and more Kirkland. This last Tuesday, the council received a presentation from CenterCal, one of the potential new owners of the mall. Their preliminary concept is for a high-quality, pedestrian-focused retail center that will become a true community gathering place. Economic recovery, yes, but we set the table, and they have come. These projects are economic game changers for Kirkland, and this council will ensure that they are successful. 2014 was a year of performance, of major accomplishments for nearly every aspect of our community. Our neighborhoods were engaged, our government solved problems, and our businesses flourished. Money Magazine listed Kirkland as the fifth best place to live in America. Thank you so much to everyone who worked on that. This is an accolade that all of us and those who came before us earned, and it is one worth celebrating. But as the poet Percy Shelley warns, nothing wilts faster than laurels that have been rested upon. This government will not rest on its laurels. In fact, this is the time for action. As many of you know, I'm proud to be a Ford dealer. Ford's vision is to go further. And going further in 2015 is exactly what this city needs to do to protect and enhance our quality of life. We must go further with decisive, responsive government because some challenging choices and opportunities face us in 2015. We must go further and take whatever city action is necessary to authorize the Park Place and Totem Lake Mall redevelopments. We must go further and demand that our state legislators like Larry Springer take action to complete the 520 bridge. To build the I-405 ramps that we must have to serve our new Totem Lake and to expand road and transit capacity. We must go further and complete the City Hall remodel on time and on budget and implement the plastic bag policy that the council has debated and decided. We must go further and improve downtown parking. The city has produced a draft list of options for discussion. Now the community must help us decide what to prioritize. And then we must act. We must go further and ask the public if they wish to approve the Aquatic Recreation and Community Center that a city of 82,000 people and 7 miles of shoreline deserves. The full council will discuss this issue in 2015, but I believe that if we act now, we have an exciting opportunity to use the ARC as a catalyst for economic growth in Totem Lake. And finally, we must go further in making strategic infrastructure investments that reinforce our priorities. We must complete the Park Lane and 85th Street projects to bolster two of our most important business centers. In 2015, the council will allocate tens of millions of dollars to streets, parks, and utility projects over the next 6 years. We must get these projects right and use them to facilitate economic growth and deliver our vision for Kirkland in 2035. If we can achieve these tasks in 2015, then maybe we can even go further up Money Magazine's ladder of success. After all, there's still 4 rungs above us to climb. As your mayor, I pledge to keep going further until we reach the very top and the rest of the nation accepts what we already know, that Kirkland truly is the best place to live in America. Thank you. And all of these staff are in the room to help me in case you have questions. Does anyone have questions, comments? I'd be glad to hear from any of you.
The place to be single in America, also by who?
I don't know, Bruce.
It's on the website that Kirkland is a place for singles.
All right, no questions, it sounds like. Yes, sir, Bob Malte.
Is there more you can tell us about the meeting you had on Tuesday? You sound excited about this company. They seem sincere. I know it's been a long journey.
They have a wonderful portfolio of malls that they've built around the country. One's is Bridgeport in Lake Oswego in Portland, and the second one that I had been to is in Salt Lake City. I think it's, I can't remember the name of it, but it is a fabulous, they build beautiful university-style village, elegant. One of the things that they're really focused on is creating community gathering spaces, which of course would be, it would work well with its proximity to Evergreen Hospital. And if we could sort of fit our aquatic facility in that mix somehow, that would be, we think, a game changer. Mr. Woosley.
First, congratulations on the decades we've been here in Kirkland. This is the best story we've heard so far, and congratulations on that and the attitude of the city towards being open to business and taking the proactive steps to make Kirkland's future even brighter.
Thank you.
Can you tell us some of the detailed investments that the city's already made and will be making in the Totem Lake area to help foster that business climate?
Oh, detail. That scares me. Well, I think that, we built the public safety building. We've invested, I think it's $50 million in the last few years to fix flooding. One of the things that we have committed is it $15 or $16 million to a development agreement with the Totem Lake Mall developers? So we would be working with them to see how that development agreement, what they would like to see as far as, roads going through, wayfinding. There's significant investment there pledged by the city. We built the Justice Center. We bought the Yuppie Pond site so that we have the flexibility to develop Totem Lake into a park. We've adopted a vision for that. The new ideas that are kind of simmering in the background might be that we could combine that with our aquatic facility. So I think that we've made investments and we're prepared to make more. We're calling it Totem Lake 2.0. Larry Springer, Representative Springer.
So the state's going to write a two-year budget starting in January. Are there particular elements of that budget that will be really important to Kirkland that you want to see included in the next two-year state budget?
So we're very interested in transportation funding. We think that transportation is probably our number one priority, and Councilmember Asher is probably better checked out to speak on this topic than I am, but it's our number one priority for the state is to pass a transportation package that funds 520, that funds 132nd ramp. We're seeing lots and lots of improvements on 405, and it feels like our 132nd ramp is the area of opportunity left, and we think that it's absolutely essential to connect our northern neighborhoods into Totem Lake and to make Totem Lake be successful. Brenda?
Where is the new site location for the ARC in Totem Lake?
Well, it's still in the simmering stages, but we have been, we had considered the North Kirkland Community Center and the Juanita Beach. We got a lot of pushback there for various reasons and understandable ones. The unfortunate part is those are already publicly owned. So when you go out and look at public land, your dollar price tag goes way up. So we've been looking at a site close to the Kirkland Justice Center, but the new thought is that perhaps we could work with the developers of the Totem Lake Mall and fit the project in there somewhere. So that's kind of our hope, and that would be good for them and good for us and make it even more important that we have that Totem Lake 132nd ramp completed.
Yes, ma'am.
Other comments or questions? Thank you so very much for letting me speak to you today. It's an absolute honor, and I'm honored to have been chosen by my colleagues as your mayor, and I really appreciate them being here and supporting me, so thank you.